Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues we care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, Mother's Day.
I'm sleepless nights, and she was like, yeah. I don't want to make you feel bad, but I can't count. I can't remember.
However, woe unto you as a girl if they come find the dishes are not done and you're sitting down resting. Oh, God, the canes that you're behind will receive.
It's a lot. So what is Mother's Day? This is a day specific to recognize the importance of our mothers, our ladies, our sisters, what they do every day and appreciate. However, is it very important to have just one day, or do we have to do it every day? Or what is the significance of just that one day? How special can it be, and how one can be very happy because of that? Well, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, all the way from the Africa division, the one and only Karina Chowdhury. Welcome back to the show.
I know it's been a while, but I'm back.
Yes, it's been a while. And of course, our fellow in the house, the one and only Fiona Wamai. Welcome back, Fiona.
Yay! He got my name right.
Fiona,
thank
you
for
bad.
Thank you for having me Sunday.
Okay. We always say, Fiona, ladies, mothers are our heroes. They do a lot of things, jack of all trades. You go to the villages, you find mothers cooking, mothers fetching for wood, fetching for water, fetching for taking care of kids. And also, let me tell you something. You find a lioness, actually in animals. Lioness is the one going to hunt, bringing the food home for the big lion father and the children to eat as a family. So, how important is just recognizing Mother's Day? And I spoke to Malam Hassan Jibia, our regular contributor, and I wanted to know his take.
For me, it's about my mother, you know.
Uh-huh.
Man, that lady is so special to me, and I cherish her a lot. And there is nothing in this world that I cannot give her, you know. So I obviously, you know, unfortunately, you know, my mother lives in Africa, and everything has to be by the phone now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I called her and expressed the love as usual, but it's never going to be enough, brother.
I can understand that. And that is correct to say that. Then to ask you again, is it okay maybe to have just that one day to recognize our mothers, our lovely mothers? Is it enough?
Yes. I think it's not, you know, about celebration per se. It's just about a symbolic day, you know, just the thing like you have Christmas or Labor Day, just one of those holidays to specifically remember them, you know, just to make it sort of special, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you, like, go out or you eat at home and just one day you decide to go out, it's just to make it special. It's not that to say let's just use a day in a year, you know, to say thank you. I think we should be thankful every day, you know, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I got to appreciate, you know, how mothers really struggle with the young kid, with the baby, you know, right from the inception point of view.
Right.
You know, was when my wife was first pregnant, was my son, my first son, and it was just crazy what she had to go through right from the beginning of it. I was like, uh-oh, is this really like this? And then I started calling my mom more. I was like, whoa.
So it was like, I didn't know
it was this hard.
It was like a revelation to you, my brother, huh?
It was like a revelation. I was like, whoa, it was this. And I was asking my mom questions. Was I just tough? You know, was I crying too much and stuff?
Oh,
was I,
God.
You know, having sleepless nights? And she was like, I don't want to make you feel bad, but I can't count. I can't remember.
Oh, Tell me about it. And Malam Hassan Jibia, tell me about this Ramadan. I know you're fasting, and I've seen some people in a report in Mombasa, right. Kenya. Ladies talking about coming home and cook for their husbands, taking care of the kids at the same time in the kitchen. And when the husbands come from the mosque, they want to find the iftar ready. How much they do?
It better
be. They underappreciated, man.
We tend to see this? They're also fasting, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
They have to do all that. And you remember, she could be nursing, and there could be, like, even if she's not nursing a baby, or there could be other younger ones that are waiting for her to also catch her for them.
Right.
You know?
Right. They are the super mothers and the super queens of the house, right? Thank you, Malam Hassan Jibia. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing Mother's Day. Now, fathers and mothers can work together to create a nice, conducive environment for children. However, in some societies, patriarchal societies, African societies, maybe to be specific, we can see how fathers act upon their families when they have their mothers with them. Especially taking care of children, cleaning the house, chores, changing diapers. That is considered mother's job. Ladies in the house, tell me your experience and what you think. Is this something you enjoy as a mother? Let me tell you, Fiona, you know some people do that. As a mother, that is my responsibility. And please, father, stay away from me. Or this is something we can do together. As a mother, tell me your experience.
As a mother who has two amazing daughters.
Okay.
Oh, God, where do I start on this topic?
I know you love your daughters, so that's good.
No, I love my... But
you can start wherever you want to start.
But see, motherhood begins, especially for us women, it doesn't begin at a time when you get your own children, you know?
Okay.
Because especially as an African, I don't know about you, Karina, but I want to think it's the same. As a girl child, you automatically become assistant mother.
Okay.
You know?
How is that? Assistant mother, I like that. That term is good, assistant mother.
You become assistant mother. The society has brought us upon ourselves that as a woman, you're groomed to become a homemaker. Mm-hmm. So you are always helping your mommy in the kitchen, you're always the one helping with cleaning, doing their laundry and all that. So it comes naturally. Whereas a man is seen as a leader. So most times you find that the boys, even when they're still young, they're going out, you know, they're playing football, they're going to the river to swim. Now I'm going down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're the ones watching the TV all time long, and they're not blamed at all. However, woe onto you as a girl if they come find the dishes are not done and you're sitting down resting. Oh, God, the canes that you're behind will receive.
It's a lot.
So, the thing about us mothers, it comes naturally right from when we were young. You are groomed to be a homemaker. Again, for me, on a personal note, it's a day of reflecting of how I have come far as a woman, as a mother. You know, the impact that I have on my children, especially since I'm bringing up the girl children. But I noticed that even in all the animal kingdom,
right.
For example, the hen, the mother hen, you know, will always make sure the chicks have eaten before them eating. The only time the cock is calling, is giving the hen, calling for the hen to eat is when it wants to mate. Yes. So
that's very interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't
know that. It is.
I'm learning something today. Wow. Well, so anyway, let me ask Green also on your case with your experience. You know, maybe you haven't been a mother before, or you have been and not. And if you haven't, what's your experience? Or what do you think? Especially
as a
assistant
mother. Yes.
If you don't have children yet, you can be a assistant mother.
Well, I'm not a mother.
Okay.
So I can't speak about that experience. Okay. But growing up, I am the younger child in the family.
Wow. Spoiled the child. Sister. You see that?
I have an older sister and my mom.
Wow.
So for me, I think I was the one who just ran around, you know, played, did all of that, careless. And my sister, I think, was a little more, you know, taking care of the house and then working with my mom. Yeah. But I think it is, even then, I think as a woman, you just have this instinct of being caring, of being a protector, I think, with your family. Even, I mean, I noticed it with friends or my sister, even though she's older than me and my family. I think there's just an instinct of being a protector and taking care of family. Because that's something you learn from your mom. You see your mom growing up and she's always giving. It's this unconditional love that you don't find with anyone.
Right.
And yes, your father also has that unconditional love, but there's this warmth with, you know, your mother and she understands you, especially as a woman, as you're growing up. You become friends. And that's how I see my mom as well. And that's how if I have kids, that's what I want as well. This friendship and this like love. And I'm actually afraid because
the amount Why are you afraid?
Because the amount of love my mom can give me, I'm like, can I really do that for someone?
You know,
it's a scary feeling.
I'm sure
mothers have a, you know, something happens and you do have that love. But now just imagining like my mom has done so much for me and my sister, that I don't know if I can do that.
You gotta be ready.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's just this unconditional love. Doesn't matter what's happening in her life. Doesn't matter how tired she is. You know, she's there. She's cooking whatever you want to eat, whatever you want. When I go visit my mom, you know, it's just
till
table.
Today. You can visit, you can still order, mommy, let me have this, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm here by myself. I live by myself and I take care of myself.
Right.
But when I go visit my parents, when I'm with my mom, I don't do anything. I sit on the couch. And I'm just, you know, because it's just so nice that she will do that. She will love you.
You feel like a kid again.
Yeah, you feel like no matter what the age is, you feel like a child again. And it's a beautiful thing. This mother, especially this mother-daughter bond, I think it's just a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a very special bond.
It is.
And there's one saying people talk about. They say, proud to be a mother. I want to know. What does that really mean? Anyway, I spoke to my colleague, Salim Solomon, and I wanted to know what does that mean to her.
I became a mother 2 years ago, and so I have that shifted the way I look at motherhood completely 180. It's always, you know, it's like when people say, you know, we take our mothers for granted, that they are creators of us and human beings. And so with that, there's a lot of importance already unsaid that comes with being a mother, a nurturer, the rock of a family. So the importance of being a mother is, you know, you are tasked with shaping the thinking of the future generation. I know it sounds very big to say it or to put it that way, but literally you are molding human beings to be contributors in society and community.
Can you believe that, having such a task? How important is that task, which
it's
you never
incredible.
Even thought about, right?
It's daunting. And even the actual physical process of becoming a mother, I was extremely humbled because I had all the support in the world you can think of, both medically, family-wise. I had everything I needed, but it made me really humble to think about all the mothers in Africa that do it without any assistance.
Tell me about it.
I don't know how mothers have been doing it for,
all these years.
I'm not kidding when I'm saying this. It is an extremely, incredibly testing process for, like, physically testing process for a human being to go through, to carry a child for 9 months, to bear, with so many risks around you, to expose your body to that. And then after they're born, to care for them nonstop, to feed both their minds and bodies.
24/7 kind of job, right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful process.
Very beautiful process. Everybody enjoys.
I'm telling you,
it's been a part created for mothers because, as you say, you are unique. You do a lot. Is this the very best thing for any mother, having a Mother's Day?
I think that every day should be a Mother's Day.
Really?
In fact, I want to give a shout out to my mom because I always joke around saying, because, I grew up with three boys in my household, and I was the only girl and the youngest.
Really?
Yes. And so when I got pregnant, I was like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. And my mom just came. Imagine, she raised me and came to, literally, I say, the real mother is my mom, the real mother of my son. And so, mothers are incredibly important in our lives. And I don't even have words, but yeah, I mean, I think every day should be Mother's Day.
Thank you, Salem Solomon. Tonight, let's talk. We are discussing Mother's Day. And back to the studio. One thing I learn all the time, learn to be a good person, care for your children, taking care of the family. But what about the daddy? Daddy's doing a lot too. Aren't they doing a lot? So, once daddy's doing something, mommy's also doing something. But at the same time, it's sometimes a shared responsibility. But I do remember one lady, and I'll ask you too as well to tell me your experience, was telling me, I know that this day and age is a different scenario whereby dads have to help, especially like in doing chores, cooking, taking care of the children. But as a mother, she says, I have that feeling that I have to do it as a mother. I want to cook for my husband. I want to cook for my children. That is my pride. You know how to cook, but please don't come to my kitchen. Is this something really out there?
It is.
Oh, so you... Okay, tell me, Fiona.
But the thing about... And that is why they say it is really important to have both parents in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Because without belittling the role of the father in the home, the role of a mother is, it's more emotional support.
Okay.
You know, in a typical home, for example, if I wanted to buy, say, a dress, chances are I will go to my dad for that dress because mm-hmm. I know he's going to offer me the money.
Okay.
So he is there. He offers the security, you know, the financial security.
Right.
However, if I have something that I want to talk about, if I have a fear, you know, if I have an anticipation, if I need somebody to help me, to talk to me, chances are I am going to go to my mother.
Okay.
And I have seen this in my home. I have my daughters and I also have my stepsons. And it's funny that I have a stronger bond with my stepsons than they have with their father.
Really?
Exactly.
Wow.
They will always come to me.
Are they girls?
No, they're boys. They're boys. You know?
Wow.
And yes, but because they know that she is, how do I say it? You say like a hen, the way mm-hmm. it keeps, it protects the chicks under the wings.
Swings.
Yes.
Yeah,
so they are assured.
Warm and nice, especially when it's cold.
That's true. They're assured that when I go to mom, I'm going to not only have a warm meal, but I'm also going to have appropriate words. Most times when you fathers are talking to your children, they'll be like, you better not do this. Oh, you better not do this. You think you're...
We are the kings of the
you
house and
the
heads of
exactly.
the house. We want to make sure, hey, we are
exactly.
strengthening our muscles and,
uh-huh.
you know, stretching all over.
You are showing. However, when this boy is with their mom, they know that it is okay for me to not be strong.
Mm.
I think it lets you to be emotionally vulnerable with your mothers.
Vulnerable.
And it's okay.
Yes. It's okay to exactly.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
so.
I think with fathers, you worry a little bit about being vulnerable because there's that judgment, maybe like be stronger. And also, I think that's with the sons. I think with daughters also, there's so many things you can't relate to with a father. Mm. I think there's a time that you are, after a certain age, you relate with your mother.
Mm.
And you understand her emotional struggles as well.
Mm.
Within a marriage, the things you see that she goes through in a marriage or just in life, in society, I think as daughters, you do pick up on that and you understand her.
And that's true.
Yeah.
That is why they say, this is something you can also tell me, when daughters are like very young, they might not be friends with their mothers. They think their mothers are too mean.
Mm.
And then when they grow up, they say, oh my goodness, I wish I knew. My mom was right. That's what happens, right?
Can I give you... Sorry.
Yeah.
Right now, I have a teenager.
Okay.
Right? Growing up, I never understood why, according to me, my mother hated me.
That's what you think. You
know? Believe me, I always never understood why my mom hated me, because she was always caning me. Mm-hmm. And then later I joined my stepmother's, and same thing, I felt they're so strict on me. They can't let me do what I want to do.
Right.
And my father, most times, much as he wasn't there, but around with us, but every time I would get away with stuff with my father. Mm. And now I let her got my daughter, the firstborn especially. We've grown up together pretty much, because she has taught me a whole lot. And every day I see me, I sometimes forget, and I think that she is me. And I am my mother. I don't know if it's making sense.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I see exactly what I used to do,
right.
And I react exactly how my mother used to react. And she thinks I am tough, I am, you know, and her father is her friend.
Right.
So it plays out. It's now playing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah.
Yeah.
Because the fathers, I mean, they always think, I mean, the children, you were a last born though, so I don't know. Most times by the time they have the last kids, the mothers are tired.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely say it was much more lenient with me than
exactly.
my sister. Expectations
yeah,
were
that.
Much more with my sister than
you,
than
right.
So I could just, you know, do whatever I wanted and, you know, leave all the information out of the conversation. But my sister, you know, also I think with an elder daughter and the mother, there's this kind of bond.
Yeah.
Definitely that I think I don't have with my mom. But I
but
see with my sister
did.
And my mom, they do. There's that understanding. And then she wants to be understood. My sister wants her to understand her, what she's going through. So there's this, like, special bond there.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely happens, I think.
And do you think for fathers now, since in our, you know, patriarchal societies, we don't have that much of doing, especially in the house. Is it like mom now, as a mother, you feel like doing a lot, underrated? Or is this something that maybe for our societies, this is something that is okay and it should be that way because that's our society. I don't know.
I think it really should be equal with, just because, I mean, I've seen the society where the father doesn't, I mean, yeah, he's providing, he's bringing in the money, he's bringing in the income and everything for the household to run. But then that emotional support, or just, you know, the support around the house is not there, because it's just traditionally that's not
exactly.
what happens.
That's not supposed to do as a man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think that worked before because women weren't working.
Right.
So they were at home, and then, yeah, it just kind of balanced out that way.
Right.
I don't know if it's right or wrong, but that's kind of the balance that
it
had. But nowadays, you know, women are working outside, so you can't have that excuse as a man, like, oh, I'm working outside, I'm tired, because so am I.
Exactly.
You know, I'm coming home, so if I'm spending I'm working 8 hours, spending another 8 hours cooking, cleaning, getting everything ready, getting the kids ready, I don't think it works like that anymore. Because the reasoning isn't there anymore like that. So I think in today's society, there has to be a balance where the man has to contribute in the house. I'm not saying if you're not a good cook, don't cook. Whoever is a good cook, you know, you can
over.
Cook. Man, whoever is the good cook, take over. You know, it doesn't always have to be the woman.
Right. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I completely agree with my friend Karina here, because just like she said, exactly, in the traditional, you know, setting, it had to be that the father is the breadwinner.
Yeah.
You know, he gets up early, he goes, does whatever he's doing, and the mother is at home. She is assured that me and my children will have something to eat.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So my role as a woman is to be a mother, is to be a wife. You know, to make sure everything in my office, the home, is okay. However, right now, and that's the biggest struggle with feminism now.
Yeah,
cutting between equality and equity. You know,
okay.
and maybe we are asking for the wrong thing. We keep on talking about equality. Yes, they've given us equal opportunities, but is it equitable?
That's the question.
I am here Sunday. I'm a mother. I'm a wife.
Yeah.
Sunday, you are here. Me and you, we are right now seated.
Right.
You are a father. You are a husband.
Mm.
Right?
Right?
At the end of the day, we are going to go home. And my role as a mother sets in.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
First of all, we are working, you know, in the office, both of us. We are working equal hours in the office. We are pretty much doing the same work, right? We are equal. I'll put that in quotes. We are now equal, you know. And then when I go home Sunday, you become a husband. And what's your role as a husband? Sit down, grab the remote, set your feet on the chair.
Watch TV.
And watch TV because you're tired.
Oh, yeah.
You worked how many hours a day?
Exactly.
And then I get home and my role as a wife sets in. What's my role as a wife? Make sure my husband,
the children are doing fine.
My husband has some, he is tired, he is thirsty. Oh, there is some juice. Or maybe get him his beer. What about the children? Do you have your homework? Oh, I need to read for the children.
Right.
You know, just like Karina has said, things have changed, the trends have changed.
Yeah.
You know, so should we. The opportunities should be made equal. If I am making dinner, make sure the kids are washing up, you know, so that at the end of the day we finish this maybe at 10 o'clock. We go back to to our bedroom, and then my role as a wife again sets it.
It doesn't
You're
end.
Like, what is happening?
It's a 24-hour.
Round the clock job. And that is why they say mothers are the champions of today, because they do everything at home and at work.
Exactly.
Not just one particular area.
And it's not just a physical thing. I mean, they're also giving you the emotional support. It takes a toll on everything.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
You expect it to be a superwoman.
And at work. That's how it should be.
Celebrate our mothers every day. Well, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back.
We don't know how she always finds a way. The mystery of a woman, a savior in a time of need. The bravery of a woman, in your time of need, she does the deed. The magic of a woman, woman, woman. A warrior is a woman, woman, woman. A savior is a woman, woman, woman. A warrior is a woman, woman, woman. A savior is a woman, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, you're so good, ladies. You gave us so much, but time is too little time to deal with. But anyway, I want to thank you so much for participating in this show today, all the way from the Africa Division. Karina, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Zandy.
And sure, anytime. Happy to have you here. And also, the one and only Fiona O'Mai, our fellow. Thank you so much.
Of course, the man in the house decides when we have to go.
Oh, really? And you accept that,
you
right?
Talk some more. It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. The problem is time. It's not over time.
Thank you for having me, Sandy. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be co-ed versus single sex education. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat, host Lino Madu, and has guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday.